off on
Mitt Romney a liar?
Yes.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Well, if you seem shocked by it, yes.
Newt Gingrich talking to CBS's Nora O'Donnell on The Early Show. Gingrich's point that Mitt Romney, the moderate, is selling himself as a conservative.
Median incomes in America have dropped 10% in just the last 4 years. Home values down. It has been a failed presidency when it comes to our economy.
For caucusgoers, the onslaught of information is constant heading into tonight's political debates and the voting. A good economic report from the Institute for Supply Management, which measures the manufacturing sector. PNC financial economist Kurt Rankin.
Businesses are looking to invest in capital equipment, and that should keep manufacturing of high-tech goods, computer equipment, rolling as we enter the new year.
He says there's still a recovery, albeit a slow one. Oil prices shot upward today, which can be bad for the economy because it makes everything more expensive and take spendable income out of our pockets.
I guess it's good news, bad news. The good news is, you know, the economy is getting better. The bad news is that with an improving economy, sometimes oil prices go up.
Phil Flynn at PFG Best in Chicago. Oil prices today in New York, $103 a barrel. Wall Street, the Dow up 225 points. NASDAQ has gained 51. A soldier, Trey Atwater, accused of having some C4 explosives in his carry-on bag at Midland International, has been arrested for it. CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis.
After TSA screeners discovered the explosives, Atwater allegedly told the FBI that the explosives were in the bag when he returned from his third deployment in Afghanistan in the spring, but that he did not know the C4 was still in that carry-on. The court papers also say that on Christmas Eve, Atwater was detained at another airport with a military smoke grenade in his luggage.
The medical examiner's office in Milwaukee is putting photos of dead people online. They're hoping, despite the unsettling nature of some of these decomposed corpse images, that families may be able to help identify missing members.
Well, it's a new day and age now with modern internet capabilities. I mean, we have other options out there than just, you know, having leads that go cold. And that's what happened here in most of these cases here.
The Milwaukee forensics investigator, Michael Simley. We now know the tip that broke the arson investigation in Los Angeles came from the federal government. The suspect, Harry Burkhart, his mother was arrested by the State Department at the request of Germany, where she is wanted. And federal agents recognized his picture when the grainy security video came out. Fred Milano, one of the original Belmonts who sang backup for Dion DiMucci.
Why must I be
Milano has died in New York.
In love.
His death comes just 3 weeks after being diagnosed with lung cancer. Dion sent a Facebook message. May he rest in peace and rock on in heaven. Fred Milano was 72. This is CBS News.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take it back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some folks in Florida don't even own a coat, which means they'll shiver in some parts of the state tonight.
Last winter's freezes cost Florida growers hundreds of millions of dollars in lost crops, nearly $300 million in December 2010 alone.
Last year we also saw repeated freezes where we had a sequence of freeze events over 3 to 4 months.
Florida agriculture spokesman Sterling Ivey says last night's temperatures weren't cold enough to do serious damage, but tonight's could fall into the 20s from here north. He says citrus and strawberry growers will have their sprinklers on, the icy coating protecting the fruit until it warms up again tomorrow. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, this is awkward in Lawrence, South Carolina. The state's highest court has ruled, yes, a black church, New Beginnings Baptist, does own the building where the KKK sells robes, T-shirts, and other stuff in its redneck shop. A Klansman used to own the building until an internal squabble ensued, and he transferred the deed to the black church. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
My wife has lung cancer. Like more and more lung cancer patients, she never smoked. It's hard to be encouraged. The overall survival rate for lung cancer is 15%, where it was decades ago. Lung cancer is my own personal sadness, but it's a sadness shared with 225,000 new families every year. Numbers, I know. But my number has a face, a smile, hands I love to hold. For families touched by lung cancer, it's easy to feel alone. No sports teams in pink cleats, no iconic ribbons on politicians' lapels, no telethons, benefit concerts, or bracelets. Ignoring this disease is costing thousands of lives every year. 1 in 14 Americans will be diagnosed with lung cancer in their lifetime. Will you or a loved one be next? It's time to do something about lung cancer. Go to lungcancerleaders.org to join the fight. That's lungcancerleaders.org.
Happy New Year to you, Happy New Year to you, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year to you.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Conflicting music right there. Hey, 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 we get to try it again. We get another shot at it. Oh, boy, it's 2012. I'm excited. You're with Bill Benica. This is Talkers Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo, California. Your news station. We got news coming up. We got things. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's one of the biggest surprises of my entire life when I opened the paper on Saturday. It was one of the biggest surprises of my entire life. Now, of course, there's the people got the Mayan calendar thing going on, you know, the apocalypse and all that kind of stuff. Here's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? If it ends, it ends. But could it end peacefully, please? You know, I don't even want to wake up for the end. I just want to, you know, peacefully let it end. If that's how it's going to be, I don't need to mayhem. And here, what's this right here on the front page of today's paper, right here in the Tribune? Beauty contest is a science project. Miss California pageant. So here's Natasha Myers Cherry, and she's working on her master's degree in marine biology. How cool is that? So none of this, you know, what were you hope to happen for you in the future? I want world peace. Hey, I can't spell it, but I want some of that. You know, I mean, seriously, get serious. So here we got a girl who's really bright. And plus, she's also, as you can imagine, attractive, so I'm sure there's a few young men who would like to flounder around with it.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires. The most nonconformists. The most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Thank you. You're Bill, and you know, I thought to myself, should I stop the flashback thing and all that? And I said no, because I've been doing it for so long. No, I'm just going to keep doing it. All right. Our flashback, our highlight in history, are things that we should remember, according to the Tribune. Highlight in history: January 3rd, 1959, Alaska became the 49th state as President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the proclamation. I like Ike. On this date in 1521, Martin Luther was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church by Pope Leo X, and he went neener, neener. In 1938, the March of Dimes campaign to fight polio was organized. 1961, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ike, announced the United States was formally terminating diplomatic and consular relations with Cuba. In 1967, Jack Ruby, the man who shot and killed accused presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, died in a Dallas hospital. 1990, ousted Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega surrendered to U.S. forces 10 days after taking refuge in the Vatican's diplomatic mission. And, wait a minute. Then was he not actually captured in a Tasty Freeze? Anyway, 1 year ago, Democrat Jerry Brown was sworn in as California's 39th governor, returned the office he left 28 years earlier. My birthdays today, record producer Sir George Martin is 86, actor Robert Loggia is 82, Loggia, I think that's it, actor Dabney Coleman is 80. These people are all old. Musicians, yes, that happens when you get a new year, huh? Musician Stephen Stills is 67. Rock musician John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin is 66. Actor director Mel Gibson is 56. Everybody's old. Happy birthday to them. Everybody's in ARP. Happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com. CalCoastNews.com is where you need to go to find out what's going on in your town and on the Central Coast in general. Here's San Luis Obispo's new police chief. Now, I hope I'm saying his name right. Is it like George Jessel? Is it Stephen Jessel? Is that how you say his name? It probably isn't. This is probably pronounced totally not the same way. But I don't know. Nobody's told me what it is yet, so I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it, so I don't know. I'm guessing Stephen Jessel. And he's a new police chief, top cop, as they say. He'll be introduced Tuesday, just today, by city officials following what is being described as a competitive recruitment and intensive selection process. I should have gone to that thing so I know what they're saying. Most recently, he was interim chief in Atascadero following a 20-year law enforcement career in Scottsdale, Arizona. He replaced Deb Linden, who held the post for 9 years. He takes office January 19th. His annual salary would be $157,000. He grew up in San Luis Obispo and graduated from Slo High School and Arizona State University. He holds a master's degree in educational leadership from Northern Arizona University. They run a department with 57 sworn officers on a $15.4 million annual budget. The officers get sworn at all the time, especially when they get citations. I think that's why I sworn officer. All right then. What did he major in here? Educational leadership. Use some of that. I think the coppers could use some educational leadership. Here's another thing going on, and then this actually ties into another story today, which we'll get to, and I'm so sorry. Ground and air search for a shooter responsible for peppering homes on three streets with bullets Sunday afternoon ended after San Luis Obispo Sheriff's deputies discovered a man target shooting with a rifle on the north side of the Santa Maria River. No one was injured in the incident that was first reported at 3:30. The target shooter's stray bullets hit homes on Bentley Avenue, Schumann Place, and Divide Way in Santa Maria. Is there such a thing as a bad marksman award? It should be bestowed on the bad marksman. First take the gun away and then give him a bad marksman award. Officials are not releasing the target shooter's name, but he reportedly told authorities that he was unaware that his bullets were traveling to the far side of the river, the Santa Maria Times said.
After Santa Maria police discovered spent rounds in one of the homes and heard shots coming from the riverbed, a Santa Barbara County Sheriff's helicopter and Santa Maria police officers scouted the area. They found no one and abandoned their search. But an hour later, SLO County Sheriff deputies found the shooter. They got their man. All right. And on this Tuesday, so I can remind myself it's Tuesday, without making a fool of myself yet, we had sad over the weekend. We had two killing passenger almost crashes. Two people are dead, and one seriously injured as a result of these crashes. Shortly after 3 a.m., the driver of a Ford pickup traveling westbound on Lynn Road near Long Hill Road passed another vehicle before losing control of his truck. Eric Luth of Paso Robles veered off the road and hit the several mailboxes. He then overcorrected, rolled his truck, ejecting the 18-year-old Paso Robles man who was not wearing a seatbelt. The truck then hit an oak tree and landed on a currently unnamed male passenger, killing him. Seatbelts are a good idea. Alcohol might have been involved. California Highway Patrol officers arrested Tanner Storstein of the driver of the car at Luth Pass for DUI at the site of the Luth accident. Starcy, three 18-year-old passengers were released to responsible adults. Everybody's drinking it. About 9 a.m., Vincent Mack of Paso Robles was driving his Kia Rio on Nacimiento Lake Drive when he drifted off the road and struck a tree and was pronounced dead at the scene. It is unknown if drugs or alcohol played a role. Okay. We're killing ourselves, basically, what's going on. You know, so I suppose it's a choice. Okay, robber hit the Paso Robles Walmart. And this was Saturday about 7:30 p.m. In case you hadn't heard that. And then and they got an all points bulletin out. They got a picture of him and all that kind of stuff. So we're seeing what's going on there. They have uncovered San Luis Obispo, a couple different things. And I know whose picture this is, and I didn't get a chance to really read this before I'm reading it to you now. So I'm kind of interested to see why this picture's here. A Morbay police officer who left two guns and unlocked vehicle parked in San Luis Obispo discovered early Friday morning that someone had stolen the weapons. Former San Luis Obispo City Councilman and Mother's Tavern owner Paul Brown. Well, that's right, he's a cop. Paul Brown left an unregistered .38 revolver and a loaded semi-automatic pistol in the center console of his personal car when he went home for the evening. At about 6 a.m., Brown reported the theft to police. I left my car unlocked, he said. I wish I could relive the moment. Yeah, we all do. The Department of Justice recommended the gun owners store their weapons in a safe place, of course. And if you're a cop, you know, you'd think that you would anyway. Do. So that's what happened to that. And that's not good. All right, then, let's do this. Okay. I think he was a better tavern owner than a cop so far, but I could be wrong. Maybe he's a great cop. It's not fair for me to say. Okay. So, wait, we got one other thing here I want to do with you. Oh, here it is, right? All right. The top news picks of the year. So this is what Calco News. I think they recruited people's help on this to say, okay, what were the top picks of the year? Picking top Coast News stories of 2011 is no easy chore, but fortunately we have our readers to help with these selections, and while the numbers don't always tell the whole story, it helps to know which stories have been most visited by our ever-growing audience. Here, then, are the editor's picks of the most important, most interesting, and most read articles among Calcoast News Daily offerings of unique news, the kind of reporting that you won't find anywhere else, by God, except right here on Talk is Cheap. We do it every day, and then we do it on Friday with Karen, which we'll do this Friday. Slow firefighter brawl sparked by affair allegations when a local firefighter beat a man unconscious in a bathroom at Pappy McGregor's in San Luis Obispo. It marked the conclusion of sorts to an eight-month hit rift stemming from claims the firefighter was having an affair with another city employee's wife. Sex in Los Osos Sur, news of an ongoing affair between Pavel Ogren and San Luis Obispo County Public Works Director and Maria Kelly, Vice President of the Los Osos Community Service District, created buzz. The pair had been conspiring to help pass through a push through a $200 million sewer project to keep Oakland out of trouble for prior acts. James Hurst Miller, the hard money leader who started Kelly, who staked Kelly Gearhart to many of the controversial developers' more questionable endeavors, was targeted by federal authorities for fraud money laundering. He awaits sentencing as investigators probe his business dealings. And, of course, Calco's news editor George Ramos died at the age of 63 and was well honored and deserved it. After the children of Chris Adams, a well-paid San Luis Obispo County School District superintendent, were signed up for a free lunch program, details emerged of a widespread scheme by many school officials to increase federal funding by inflating estimates of poverty-level student numbers on program applications. And we find out this is happening all over the state of California. Right? The people, you know, you're going to get money for how many kids you're supposed to get lunch. Everybody's supposed to have lunch. Another thing, San Luis County judges give themselves perks that total more than $235,000 a year to go with individual salaries of $178,000. After getting control of the local state court budget, judges in San Luis County began voting themselves perks without complying with existing laws or regulations. The perks are among the most generous in the state, of course. Don't give yourself something you're not going to be generous about it. Slow ad exec arrested for threatening an officer. This is Jeff Lynn. I personally know. I never seen like he'd act like that. And then aggressive marijuana busts prompt protests. The Federal Drug Enforcement Authority step up the local pursuit of medical cannabis and patients. Marijuana advocates protected the aggressive and uncalled for raids on local cannabis delivery service, and that got to be a big deal. I don't know. We should probably do an update real soon because it's the beginning of the year with the sheriff and say, okay, well, what's going on with all this cannabis stuff and what are we doing? Now, he might say, well, the state's not doing anything. We can't really do much until the state's, because that's what he said last time. He said the state has to rewrite this law. It's written really poopy, and so it needs some help. So, and that could be right there. Now, I'm going to share a story here. I should have this charted out better, but don't worry about it. Right. I'm going to share a story, and my father used to say to me, what do you think I tell you this stuff for? To hear myself talk? Or something like that. You know, what do you think? What do you think I told you that for? To hear myself talk? You know, and of course, you didn't want to answer that. You didn't want to say yes or no. Either one, you didn't. Either answer was going to just cause fury. So you just shut up. But anyway, but on Friday, the last thing I did was say, you know, I prefer if you don't go out and do stupid stuff. You know, I prefer if you just didn't do stupid stuff, but you could, you know, probably not do stupid stuff. But not everybody listened to me. And so stupid stuff occurred.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
Sure, I got bit on a fan, but that's what they're going to do. Sometimes that happens. Maybe I can do a replay, and so we'll get it right. And you say, Bill, wouldn't you like this year to be better?
At the start to the new year, Diego Duran could have never imagined.
All of a sudden, he just dropped.
His 12-year-old son, also named Diego, was hit by a falling bullet. Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies believe it happened during celebratory New Year's gunfire.
All of a sudden, hell break loose. Blood all over the place.
The bullet went through the top of Diego's head and lodged in his cheek. He's now in critical condition at Tampa General Hospital, but his father is not giving up hope.
He's one of the best men somebody's ever going to meet when he grows up. He's a man in the making. Somebody just put a stop on him. Well, he ain't going to give up. He's going to grow up and be a better man than what I am.
Here's another thing. I didn't write down the numbers. They had a public service announcement right after the news that had to do with lung cancer, and I didn't write down the numbers, but it's been. And so here, I don't know for sure, but I had a friend pass away in early this year in Los Osos, and I just found out, though, through a Christmas letter, they died of lung cancer, and I don't think he smoked a moment. So this is, it's kind of weird. You know, people smoke, and then they get lung cancer and die. So I say, well, you know, they told you that was going to happen, so. It doesn't make it any easier for families. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It just is a matter of at least, you know, you had the chance to maybe stop yourself. But people get lung cancer that have nothing to do with it. It's kind of really sad. So you know who died? Fred Milano was one of the Belmonts from Dion DiMucci's Dion and the Belmonts, and he died of lung cancer.
No.
love you like I do. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, I don't. Don't know why I love you.
I do. Rock and roll. Anyway, so that was just, it was good music. Anyway, so he passed her. 25 minutes already, almost 26, I think, maybe. Almost 26 minutes past the hour, 12. I don't know where this whole first half hour went. I don't know where it went. But anyway, that's some of the stuff that happened. All right, where do we go next? Where do we go? It's just like there's so many directions we could go. Rose Parade was fabulous. Cal Poly's Float didn't win any awards or anything. I have to tell you the truth. The Rose Parade was perhaps the highest notch I've ever seen as far as creativity and beautiful floats and innovative ideas. And, you know, people are getting wilder and crazier with them. You know, they had one was I don't want to say the number. But I could be wrong. 40, 50 something feet long. And it had a wave machine, and it was carrying all this water, and it had a wave machine, and the little doggies were riding the surfboards down the waves. Luckily, are the days of LSD and stuff over? You know, because if it was back in the 60s, and somebody, from what I've heard, was on LSD, and they woke up and saw that, ruined their whole year. Anyway, not something you expect to see. Hey, other things. So there's some really, really, really nice floats, and I think Polly did a good job too. By the way, I think they just said they didn't win an award this year, so they were up against some stiff competition, that's for sure. Okay, what else do we want to talk about? There's so much, and the float was 30 feet high. Remember we mentioned that? And it was a huge float. Anyway, that was cool. So let's talk. We got a couple minutes. I never take too much time doing sports at all, because yeah. So a little bit of sports. Oregon won its first Rose Bowl in 95 years. Now, the thing that was cool about the Oregon Ducks is that they had these helmets. They were like a shiny gray helmet. You know, I don't mean shiny. You know, I mean mirror ball type shiny, that kind of mirror ball gray, dark gray mirror ball thing. Okay? And so I was thinking to myself, not only did it look cool, which it did, but it was probably pretty distracting to the other team. You know what I'm saying? You're getting down there. You're playing left guard. You know, you get down, you're across from another guy, and all of a sudden you see the pretty lights in his helmet, and you just kind of go away for a second, you know, and then you just get run over. That was a good game. I liked it. It was a fun game. All right, now, here's the other thing. Spartans rally late, then win in triple overtime. What a weird end to a game. In triple overtime, so you got field goals back and forth. And this is really sad with your field goal kicker because, you know, you're at some point you're a lonely soul out there by yourself. It's pretty much up to you, you know. And it's interesting, even when a field goal's blocked, which it was, it can be because you didn't kick it high enough or whatever. This is the whole thing. By the way, was it that game? What game ended when the guy tried to spike the ball in 2 seconds and didn't make it? And so we had to wait for the referees to review it and come back down and say, the game's over. One of the damn bowl games. I was like, oh, okay. That'll work out then. So that was fun. There's a lot of good stuff going on. There's a lot of good bowl games and a lot of fun. They have the Sugar Bowls on tonight at 5:30, by the way. I thought I'd mention that to you. And that's Michigan versus Virginia Tech. All right. Oh, and I'll mention one other thing, because we're going to get to after we have a little break. And here's the music I picked today, because I saw a new album by John Williams. But they're the iconic songs that John Williams has done. It's really hard to pick John Williams stuff, but I kind of said, okay, these are the most famous things John Williams has done, known by the most number of people, kind of, I guess, sort of. So that's why I picked them. But the man is so talented. I mean, it's a man I truly admire as a composer. The thing I was going to tell you about here was, Bill will remember. Okay, so we've got John Wayne's music. I want to tell you about that, and then, then we'll be just back with other stuff. I got more to share. There's more to share on this second, third, fourth, whatever day it is of the new year. Don't forget,
you know, I already did it today. I went to the bank. I was writing a check. I wrote 2011. And so she said, no, it's 2012. I said, I don't have that much in my checking account. I'm doing the best I can right there with 2011. And it didn't work.
His name has been synonymous with romance for more than five decades.
Look at me.
Johnny Mathis.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
The timeless hitmaker is coming live.
Chances are, 'cause I wear.
January 19th at Shumash Casino Resorts. Visit Johnny online at johnnymathis.com.
It's not for me to say.
Spend the night to remember with Johnny Mathis live. That certain sound.
A certain smile.
January 19th at Shumash Casino Resorts. Tickets on sale now at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. New album, Let It Be Me, in stores now. Don't miss Johnny Mathis Live.
Hi, this is Gail Mueller of Mueller & Mueller Attorneys at Law. Melvin Mueller and I have tried advertising in many medias, and I've got to tell you, advertising on Radio Central Coast has been very effective for us. The weeks we are on the air, the phones ring. And when we're not, they don't. It's that simple. The team at Radio Central Coast cares about my business, and they do everything they can to make it successful. They go the extra mile for us in all areas of marketing our business, just like we do for our clients. We are defense attorneys who believe in following through with our clients, and that is what we get here using Radio Central Coast. We're presently sending our messages out on Wild 106 and plan to expand by adding the Beach and K-Pig Radio in the very near future. We highly recommend Radio Central Coast. If you're ever in need of experienced, compassionate criminal defense attorneys, call us at 547-2200. If you want your business to grow, then call Radio Central Coast.
Thank you.
It's time for a fractured feature.
That's right. It's time for Bill's fractured feature of the day. It always makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Is that so?
And it's coming up right after this.
Every new year comes with a few stories waiting to be built. So when we can save more on the projects that let us build, make, and even store more, well, that just makes the stories even better. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
It was just terrible. It was really a terrible sight.
Bessie Genakakis still can't believe what she saw outside her Edina boutique Friday.
And I'm just seeing gowns, thousands of dollars of gowns that were being spray painted.
Right outside Priscilla of Boston, workers were taking the leftover merchandise and destroying it. These are pictures sent to us by Sheila Roth, one of many people upset by what she saw.
It hurt me physically to see that. It was sad.
Carrie McMurrow works at a salon nearby. She and some co-workers tried to grab some of the gowns. Customers were doing the same thing, pulling dresses, slippers, and mannequins out of the trash, not to keep, but to salvage. Why? They all had the same thoughts.
Why didn't they donate them to needy people?
We contacted Priscilla of Boston, which is owned by David's Bridal, and got this statement in response. Priscilla of Boston has always donated quality bridal gowns to a variety of charitable causes. We do not, however, donate unsaleable dresses that are damaged, soiled, or in otherwise poor condition. The women we spoke with say aside from their newly spray-painted embellishments, the dresses could have easily gone to charity, and much of the other merchandise being tossed was still in boxes. And whatever the company's reasons, those who witnessed it say it was nothing short of wasteful.
That you would just, let's spray paint a dress. Give it to somebody who doesn't have it, who doesn't have the money.
Rena Sargentopoulos, Care 11 News.
Thanks, Bill, for that interesting tidbit. I can never get enough of those.
I can't either. Anyway, that's really weird. So in other words, if the quality of the wedding dress wasn't primo, you know, then they didn't want to donate it. They didn't want somebody wearing not a primo wedding. Okay, we're going to Saturday's paper here. This is a bit of a shocker right here. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you before I get to it. Once I get to it, this is a little bit of a shocker right here. And here, one of the things in Saturday's paper that was important to mention is that as you know, the monkey banana Sam was stolen from San Francisco Zoo. He was found in a park. I guess the person probably abandoned him after he got bitten in the butt a few times. Anyway, so that's what happened there. All right, now let's find the most shocking story of the year. It's right here. It's on Saturday's paper. Was it still? What was it? What Saturday? Was Saturday the first? Saturday? Maybe Sunday, Monday? What day do we have off? Second, first? Anyway, so here it was, Saturday. And, it has the date up there. Saturday was December 31st, right? Last story of the year, last length thing of the year. Now you're going to, if you didn't read this, you're not going to believe what I'm telling you. You're going to say, Bill, that has to be a lie. I mean, we already thought the oil companies were lying to us anyway about, you know, how come you're paying this much for gas and yabba dabba dabba. Now we find out they're telling the truth. There is a reason that we're paying so much for gasoline. But it's not the reason you expect. You know why? America's biggest export last year was fuel. Gasoline, jet fuel, etc. Our biggest export was fuel. So the oil companies sell it to other countries, developing countries, etc., that don't have refineries. We have refineries here. But we were told that we just didn't have a price of oil. I mean, it was just too expensive. There's a finite amount. You know, there's a certain amount, and what OPEC charges, they charge. We did through October $73.4 billion in fuels. Our next closest export, which was normally the first highest export, was aircraft at $70.8 billion, motor vehicles at $39.6 billion. vacuum tubes, $37.1 billion. Now, that was way back in 2009. I don't care what year you go back to, those vacuum tubes are valuable. Now, does anybody in the United States use a vacuum tube for anything anymore? I don't think so, but we make them. Export the living daylights out of them. Telecommunications equipment, $33.2 billion. The biggest export in the past 6 years. Fuel for 2011. Could have knocked me over the fifth. And I'm a big guy. I said, I'm adequate. You know what I'm saying? Without saying much more than that. And here in today's news, you know, there was a time back during the Vietnam crisis, you know, the Vietnam War, there was hawks and doves. Remember the hawky dove stuff? Either were for it, and therefore you were called a hawk, or you were against it, and therefore you were called a dove. You couldn't just be somebody sensibly in the middle of it and say, well, here's the good part, here's the bad part. That wasn't allowed. You had to pick your thing. Okay, right here. So here's some interesting things. So there's things going on. Iran has said that they now have fuel rods. They got that done. Iran also announced that they now have a surface-to-surface cruise missile, which was what you'd use to close the Straits of Hormuz. So you have that. Then there was another thing about Al-Qaeda in Pakistan in here. Let's see. Let me get you another one right here. There's another story right here. I'm telling you, so I can see. But anyway, there's a lot of news. Oh, Palestinian militant groups joined forces to fight NATO. That's what we needed. Pakistan Islamist militants on Sunday pledged to cease their four-year insurgency against Pakistan security forces and join the Taliban against NATO troops in Afghanistan. So then in the middle of all that, you have Leon Panetta saying, who's the Pentagon chief now, says he wants to cut $450 billion from defense spending over the next decade and cut military cuts and shrink the forces. You know, I just believe in being prudent, and I'm not saying that's not a good idea because I think it's an idea long overdue when we look at how much we spend in our military. But at the moment with North Korea, Iran, the stuff that's going on around us, Pakistan,
maybe now's not the time. That's what I was thinking. All right, other things are going on. Other people in the news. All right. 40 minutes before the hour of one, by the way, is our time. In case you'd like to buzz it in and say anything, you certainly may. I got other stories, but you see, do you realize how much I would give to, and what it would mean to me if I could just bink on one of these stories and it would go boink? I can't. It doesn't, this wants to give me a hard time, and it's annoying the heck out of me, to tell you the truth. I'm not lying about that either. Let's see, because I got some important stuff here that's important stuff here that I want to share with you. Now, here's another one. I don't have another place to click on it right now. I can check something real quick. Yeah, let's start over with this and see if this works better. So we'll have an ad from Kyocera. Steve Jobs has become an action figure. Don't ask me. I'm going to find out.
What's an action figure that you loved to play with? All right, Barbie for girls, G.I. Joe, Transformers for boys, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker fighting. How about Steve Jobs? Huh? Yeah, he's going to have all the details, the black turtleneck, the glasses, the New Balance sneakers, jeans. I'm guessing this is really for grown-up kids. Obviously, this is not the doll. You're looking at pictures of the real Steve Jobs.
Okay, I was thinking, I was like, that looks like him.
Wait, maybe that one is... Oh, no, this is the action figure.
Wow.
Yeah.
A remarkable resemblance.
It's just the camera's kind of far from me. Yeah, these are all the dolls. He even has that backdrop that says one more thing. $99 though, so I'm guessing it's really for grown-up kids.
Yeah.
Very tall.
Go ahead, say it. Nerds, you can say it. There's nothing wrong with saying that. All right, so there it is right there. So Steve Jobs action figure. It's Speaking of, and they said, you know, Star Wars, Darth Vader, and all that, Swordfight Master, who played Darth Vader, did. Olympic fencer and movie Swordmaster Bob Anderson appeared in some of the film's most famous dueling scenes, though few people knew it. We didn't know who was in that darn costume, you know. Anderson has died at the age of 89, donned Darth Vader's black helmet, and fought lightsaber battles in two of the three original Star Wars films, The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Anderson has worked with actors from Errol Flynn to Antonio Banderas during 5 decades as a swordmaster, fight director, and stunt performer. Died New Year's Day at an English hospital. What, how old was he? 89. Vader, Star Wars intergalactic arch-villain, was voiced by James Earl Jones and played by 6'6" former weightlifter David Prowse, but Anderson stepped in during the key fight scenes. David Prowse wasn't very good with a sword, and Bob couldn't get him to do the moves, so they had to stick him in there. There you are. And then, if you remember, James Earl Jones did the voice because he thought it was embarrassing. He thought that this movie was going to be a failure and beneath him. Oh, well, sometimes we knew. And this is this weird thing. This is like, I remembered it. I remembered it today, earlier. I remembered it. Now it'll come to me. It'll come to me. It's Irish. No, it's not. Brigadoon. Oh, there you go, Bill. You got it. Put the two together. I was having a discussion with some other people my age today, and we were discussing the fact that some of that short-term memory is crapped out. Anyway, Brigadoon. I remember the three-month window opening for Maverick Surfing Contest. It's really, really quite freaky. Is that, you know, that the only time the surf is good at this place up in Half Moon Bay is 3 months of the year. And even then, it's not really that good 3 months of the year. You know, there's a couple of weeks that are primo, and then there's some other weeks that are okay. And so they have this huge surfing contest at Mavericks where you have to surf between the rocks and everything and try not to kill yourself, which some people have done. Anyway, but it only is there for 3 months of the year, and then it goes away like Brigadoon. It goes back into the clouds. It's very strange stuff. All right. So that's going on there. Now, people, I thought the New Year's, I watched a little bit of the New Year's thing, Dick Clark and whatnot. And Lady Gaga kissing the mayor and everything. Boy, she's weird. But anyway, somebody else got in trouble. Generally, I thought it was kind of... I don't watch it lots. I don't spend hours watching the darn thing, but I got a few minutes. But here's the thing. CeeLo Green is a singer. And CeeLo Green's decision to monkey with the lyrics to Imagine has John Lennon fans screaming, "Forget you." The singer and producer performed the classic song Saturday night on NBC's New Year's Eve broadcast from Times Square, but altered the lyrics to make the song more religious-friendly. He changed the line, "Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too," to "Nothing to kill or die for, and all religions true." But, you know, because John Lennon wasn't a believer. They're like, "Well, we don't think you should monkey with a person's song that way." Of course, you know, when you look at rappers, well, they call it sampling. I don't know why. Instead of just calling it outright theft, they call it sampling. So they take other familiar songs and other familiar tunes, you know, and then they rap to them. But they consider that, they don't consider that absconding with the goods. They consider that sampling. So if this person said, "Okay, I'm going to sample John Lennon's song and change a line," I don't know what people are. People are always upset today. People are upset about everything in the whole world. Okay. Interesting. It's a new year. People are talking about things. Tom Hartman today was confusing me right and left with some of the stuff he was talking about. It was like, you know, I'm not sure why I decided to get on these tangents again, but okay. You know, Second Amendment rights and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. He proffered this thought. And so it's part of you, well, okay, here's the thought he proffered. If the Supreme Court says that corporations are people, and corporations buy other corporations, they absorb other corporations, then are they not, in the essence, engaging in slavery because they're acquiring the output of those people that are employed by the company they're absorbing? And I think to myself, let's go back to the beginning. I don't care what the Supreme Court decided about corporations being people. They're not people to me. I don't care. I'm going to go out, you know, smiling, laughing, I hope, grinning, you know, when the Mayan calendar comes to an end. I'm hoping I'm going out like that. And not giving a hoot about that Supreme Court decision that says they're corporations. I mean, it's going to affect our voting from now until I'm gone. But I don't have to buy it. I don't buy it. Sorry. I know you. You're smart. There's nine of you. I know. Who's Bill to say that you don't know what you're talking about? Bill, that's him. I'm thinking you're a little bit whacked out on that. So I don't consider the whole. I just decide for yourself some things. They can't decide for yourself some things. They just go out and shoot people. I understand that. Somewhere in the Second Amendment, the part that bothers me is that somewhere we lose track of the fact that a well-armed militia were volunteer citizens that would come together. The idea was that a militia was a volunteer citizens that would come together to form a military unit that, you know, could prevent, you know, the takeover by foreign adversaries. To complicate it more than that is weird to me. I don't understand why people try to complicate it more than that. So if people say, well, you know, it doesn't really say you can have your own gun. Everybody had their own gun. An organized militia, a well-organized militia, was not a standing army. It wasn't standing reservists. It was like a volunteer fire department. The people would come together with their guns. Where else were we going to get guns? They come together with their guns to do that. And you don't have to like the second. You don't have to like, you know, this gun freedom and all that stuff. You can hate it to death. But I think we get really off the track sometimes when we look at how what was and what was meant to be and how it was worded. You know, and I realize we have a document that's a couple hundred years old and more. And so it causes a lot of problems. It causes a lot of grief because it's, you know, 285 years old. So we try to interpret it. But some things don't have to be more complicated than they are. They're just sort of right there. They're written there. Now, here's the interesting thing. I will say this. So now you fast forward 280 years, and you say to yourself, okay, is this does this pertain anymore to a agrarian society? You know, basically an agrarian society. You know, that had none of the modern things we know of today. You know, how well can you really adapt that document to what is going on today? So we gave that to the Supreme Court and said, here, go ahead and give it a shot. And every now and then they come up with corporations or people and stuff. And it's like, say what? Because nowhere in the entire thing does it deal with corporations and being people and voting and PACs and all that kind of stuff in the Constitution. Here they had a thing about super PACs in the paper here just today, I think. So it's you know, super PAC. I would have thought that was a mule of some kind. It was really cool. Other people in the news. The people are going on. Aerosmith Steven Tyler's engaged. And Steven Tyler always he looked like the first AIDS victim. He's always looked like the first AIDS victim, but he's never had AIDS. So it's just how he looks. You know, he looks skeletal for whatever reason. But here he found himself a babe, because that's kind of how that works. How old is she? She's 63, and she's nowhere near that, I can tell you that. They don't say that she's a youngster. Okay, well, you know who else has got engaged? Aretha Franklin to her old buddy, William Willie Wilkerson. Was there a movie by that name with Shirley Temple? Willie Wilkerson. Right there. Okay, that's kind of good for her. She lost some weight and everything in it. And she got through whatever she had to get through when she went to the hospital and had to get through it, which we don't know what that was, but we're glad she got through it. That's cool. Occupy protests followed the Rosa Parade through Pasadena. It didn't amount to a tinker's dam, you know, so it was like, who cares? You know, like the parade I told you we had here for the armed forces. And we had the Desert Storm protest. They were in the back of the pack. It didn't hurt anything. It didn't hurt anyone. See, here, super PACs are winners of spending race. No kidding. Money spent on TV advertising in Iowa, $12.5 million. So as we speak, what time is it now? What time are the polls close in Iowa? 8? As we speak, it's what, Derry and I, 2 hours? So is it like 3 o'clock? People are out there voting, you know, giving it the go. I guess it'll be like it'll be some indication of how things are going. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say, well, I'll bet all my money on the fact that now this is the way this election's happened. I think there's a lot more bull that has to be voiced before we get to whatever's going on. It ain't. They found the guy, the arson dude, in L.A. He's German. And apparently did the same thing overseas, and so they got it. They got the guy. I think I had that somewhere. Anyway, they got him, he was arrested by a cop that found found all the stuff for doing arson in his car, and they had some idea from a grainy photograph of him that was the dude. Anyway, that's really good news considering the whole arsenic thing down in L.A., which was really weird. All right. Then you had the guy, the shooting occurred, at Mount Rainier in Washington. An armed Iraqi war veteran suspected killing a Mount Rainier National Park ranger managed to evade snowshoe-wearing SWAT teams and dogs on his trail for nearly a day. Couldn't ever escape the cold. A plane searching for the remote wilderness for this dude. Found his body lying partially submerged in an icy mountain creek. That's what happens to you, buddy. It concerns me because I know someone who's a woman ranger. You don't really think they're in danger, a ranger. Anyway, the fatal shooting of that Park Service ranger on Sunday has renewed debate about a nearly 2-year-old federal law that allows loaded weapons in national parks. Outgoing chairman of a national organization of Park Service retirees, Bill Waite, said that Congress should be regulating this decision. But here's the thing about you. If you're going to have a loaded weapon in a national park, let's say you're going to have them, they don't search your entire car inside and out for weapons when you go into a national park, dude. I've been to Yosemite. That's a national park. Yeah, they didn't. I wasn't searched. They told me to get my chains on. So, yes, sir. And that was it. They didn't search me. So if I was intent on doing harm, here's me with this whole thing again about intent. Now, if you have somebody intent on doing harm, they can get through lots of stuff. They can get by lots of things. TSA, not so much. I mean, they're pretty much taking everything away. They're looking in your mouth. They're checking your false teeth. They're doing everything and making sure that it's copacetic. But you could use C4 as a denture grip. Right? Of course, if you told somebody, we want you to be a suicide bomber, but you got to blow your head off, as opposed to just blow yourself up, the chances are the volunteer list would shrink enormously when you get that point. And you probably have nobody in mind. So that's why it makes a difference how they do these things. Okay, we got some other, we got an interesting stuff going on today as our new year kicks off. So I'm going to say it on Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network, 1340 KYMS with Bill Benica. This is your news station in San Luis Obispo. So because it is, we're going to do some news from CBS and find out what they're talking about.
CBS News. I'm Harley Karn.
On to victory.
The GOP presidential candidates in Iowa are doing their best to rally their supporters for tonight's caucuses like Rick Perry.
The federal government needs to do a few things and do them really well. And then get out of the way.
I'm Dan Revive in Polk City, Iowa. With 6 candidates strongly in contention, some voters feel spoiled for choice.
They're all good. They're all going to be better than what we have right now.
That woman, like many voters interviewed in recent days, said she'll make up her mind at her local caucus, probably after hearing the short speeches by neighbors that start each caucus.
The political caucuses begin in 4 hours. Just in, New York City police say a man has confessed to firebombing an Islamic center and other sites in the borough of Queens. No one was injured. Iran threatened the U.S. Navy, said don't come back into the Persian Gulf. The Navy said it'll go where necessary to assure smooth movement of maritime traffic, including through the Strait of Hormuz. At the State Department, spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says Iran is chirping because sanctions are hurting.
There seems to have been a significant drop in the Iranian currency, and that's, among the measures of how these sanctions are biting.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is set to reveal his plan to carefully cut hundreds of billions from the Pentagon budget. Former Marine Corps Major General Arnold Funaro says it can be done.
We have a United States Marine Corps to break things and kill people. We don't have a Marine Corps so that we have the best commissary, grocery store benefits, and the best health care system for people that are no longer serving. And so these costs are out of control.
Starbucks is raising its price in the Northeast.
How you doing? You want the Americano, huh?
Seton Hall finance professor Scott Rothbard says one day even Starbucks will hit a wall.
There does come a point at which people walk into Starbucks and say, hold on here, it's just not worth it for this coffee.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained today 177 points. Ben Willis at Sunrise Securities.
It's a fabulous way to start January. It's a, what we might call the January effect.
This year, that effect is really more pronounced because the stock market was so volatile in 2011. More investors were forced to sell and take losses. Now we have those investors coming back looking for bargains.
CBS's Alexis Christophorus, the NASDAQ gained 43 points. Oil prices right at $103 a barrel today. Winter weather's blamed for a 45-car pileup on I-80 in western Pennsylvania, shut down the interstate for about 8 hours. On I-81 near Harrisonburg, Virginia, big pileup, at least four tractor trailers and nearly 20 cars found each other. It was an intense snow squall. Remember when critics mocked Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark on Broadway? Well, it brought in more than $2.9 million last week, making it the biggest individual week for any Broadway show ever. Spider-Man's also stunt and equipment heavy and the most expensive show in Broadway history. This is CBS News.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One of the hungriest parts of the country is Fresno, California.
There's a lot. 10-year-old Christiana Zamora joined her mother, Debbie, to brave this cold and foggy morning to collect donations for the community food bank.
It makes me feel good because I'm helping the community.
It's part of the Central Valley Citizens Fighting Hunger second annual food drive, co-organizer Greg White.
We're in the middle of one of the richest agricultural parts of the world, and yet we find it difficult to feed the citizens that are living here. So it's just kind of an irony that's hard to understand.
That's why he and others hope to make goodwill toward their neighbors a resolution for 2012, with 1 in 4 Fresnans, many of them children, going hungry. Margaret Carrero for CBS News, Fresno.
Police say just maybe the divorce lawyer got too close to his female client in Alamogordo, New Mexico, which would explain why the lawyer and two other men broke into the client's husband's house and allegedly stole a bunch of stuff she wanted. Then the husband came home. Now the wife and her attorney are in jail. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and ready for life. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Male Vitality Plus. It's the natural supplement clinically proven to increase strength and stamina. Plus gives you more energy and vitality. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again. That great outlook again. And yes, you can feel like the man you used to be. Right now you can try Male Vitality Plus risk-free. That's a free bottle with nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who noticed changes in your body, your mood, your life, it's time to get back to healthy, normal testosterone levels and keep them there. Call now for a risk-free trial of Male Vitality Plus. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-428-1685. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait another day. Call 1-800-428-1685. Again, 1-800-428-1685.
Thank you.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade, certified, organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you, so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
I'm happy, I tell you that right now. Bill Bennett at Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on this new year. And this is 1340 KYNS, your news station, San Luis Obispo. Our phone numbers are 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340, 1340. All right, other things going on in our world. Other things that are happening. State agencies are vowing to crack down underground economies. So you know what that is. People here, I'll do this for you, and you pay me cash under the table. And the whole thing. So there, people are involved in that and all that kind of stuff. And possibly because there's a recession. There's a recession. And it's hard for people. There's a recession. And it's hard. All right. Let's talk about other things that are going on. There was a reunion up here. I don't know if this will play or not right away. Let's do this first in case that screws up, and then I can put off embarrassment for another couple of minutes when I tell you about this. So here we were talking about earlier. We were talking about Second Amendments and all that kind of stuff, and 14 Amendments. And so you say to yourself, what about, what was the thinking? What was the thinking at the last half of the 18th century? What kind of thinking was it? Well, here's one right here. Jacob Soboroff is the executive director of Why Tuesday, a nonpartisan organization founded in 2005 to find solutions to increase voter turnout and participation in elections. He's also MTV's Power of 12 election correspondent. So here we go. Here's what he has to say. Today, Iowans will kick off the Republican nominating process for president on the United States with the first in the nation caucuses, but why a Tuesday? The short answer is this. We vote on Tuesday for absolutely no good reason. This is true especially when you consider the United States, arguably the world's most famous democracy, has ranked near the bottom of all nations in voter participation more than half a century. And that's not because, as Mitt Romney suggested to me last month, we need a great candidate to increase voter turnout, heard of JFK and Reagan. A little bit longer answer. We vote on Tuesday because of a law passed in 1845 meant to make voting convenient for Americans traveling by horse and buggy. Seriously, when Congress set out to pick a day for Americans to vote, ultimately setting on Tuesday after the first Monday in November, voting could take 2 days, a day to get to the county seat to vote, a day to get back for market day on Wednesday. They couldn't travel on the Christian Sabbath, so by process of elimination, Tuesday, the first convenient day of the week was chosen, and it was as simple as that. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah. I don't even know what we're doing or why we're doing it. It was 2012. And it's 2012 now. So it was it's as dumb as that. Just a few weeks ago, I sat in Tom Thumb Diner in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Ah, one of my faves. And I looked out the windows in one of the most fertile farming states in our country. I didn't notice a single Iowan hitting the highway in a horse-drawn carriage, so why are we still voting on a day set for time when slavery was legal? Only white males voted. Less than half of our 50 states had been established, and automobile was a made-up word. Since World War II, American voter turnout has averaged under 50% in federal elections in 2008. With unprecedented excitement about the presidential campaign and record money spent by the candidates, voter turnout was about 64%, not a record, and a third of an eligible voters didn't make it to the polls. To understand the benefits of democracy and weekend voting, right? All you need to do is look at the nations with the highest voter turnout and realize they vote on the weekends or national holidays. In America, where 45 million 18 to 29-year-olds, the largest potential voting bloc in the country, are in school or at work all day, where single parents have to take care of their kids, and many of us, as much as we want to, are prevented by our other obligations from making it to the polls in the middle of the week. It's clear it's time to move Election Day to weekends. I don't care about the rest of it. I don't care. If we do that, can we get rid of daylight saving time at the same time too? Can we set our clocks back an hour again? Forward. We have to go forward one more hour and then just stay there. I vote for that. Okay, now this is a fun story here. It's going to come up. It's going to take a minute. Let me tell you how long. It's going to take 30 seconds because we're going to play a thing first that hopefully will play in a congruous way. And make me look good. But here we talked about Pentagon Chief Leon Panetta, and I was a little worried about his strategy at the moment. But you know who wants to be Defense Secretary? Herman Cain.
Green Giant. We know nature gives us the most nutritious of gifts, but only when they're ready to be given. That's why Green Giant picks vegetables at their peak and freezes them fast, locking in nutrients for you to unwrap.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
Would you serve under whoever the Republican nominee turns out to be in a future cabinet?
It depends upon who the person is. Secondly, it would depend upon what they would ask me to do. I can't do a job that I wouldn't be excited about. And
what job would you most like?
Oh, the job that I would most like would be Secretary of Defense, because I happen to believe that national security is one of our biggest threats. If you look at what has happened during the Obama administration, defense spending has gone down every year under his administration. We pulled out of Iraq too soon, in my opinion. Many of us predicted, I included, that by pulling out of Iraq too soon, we were going to have a power vacuum, and we are already seeing that. And thirdly, the reason that I would say that I would want to be Secretary of Defense is not that you have to be a defense expert, is because I would want to be in a position to try and influence the president on one of our most critical crises, and that's our national security crisis. That's why I would select that.
That was Piers Morgan and Herb Cain, and he's saying, well, I could be Secretary of Defense. I could do it. Actually, being the Secretary of Defense, can I say this? And with all due respect to Leon Panetta, who I really like, it's a hiding behind the skirts of the president, kind of, you know, the defense sector. You have to make these decisions and whatnot, but then the president's one that's great enough. I just thought I'd mention that. We got a phone call from Morbay, and the suggestion was, you know, there are still places in Iowa that have horse and buggies. There are certainly Pennsylvania and the Amish that have horse and buggies. So, see? I don't know if we still have the Wednesday market thing and the Sunday you don't do anything, but I suppose maybe. He was just saying it wouldn't be nice to just slow down a little bit. And the only thing is, and I don't want to be a bad guy about this. I realize that we have a problem with ozone and our ozone layer and all that kind of stuff. But if the byproduct of what we burn in whatever our mode of transportation produces carbon, monoxide and stuff, as opposed to methane, you know what I'm saying? I don't think the methane's a good. I didn't like the methane program at all. Especially if the horse had Beefarino. Not a good idea. Okay, not a good idea. On New Year's, they show the thing, the New Year's thing happens on New Year's, then they eventually sweep everybody out of Times Square, and then they sweep up. By the next day, it's back to normal. And the Rose Parade takes a little bit longer because it happens in the daytime, but same idea. They by nightfall, just after nightfall, it's pretty much straightened out. It's remarkable when you consider all this. The horse manure remind me of that. But I was thinking of the confetti and all the stuff that blows out. Pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing. It actually isn't. If you have enough people doing something, and it takes me back to the service, and they get a group of what they call a working party together and say, this has to be done in 2 hours. I don't care what it was. I don't care if you had to build a city, launch aircraft to the moon. Somehow you would get it done in 2 hours or face the wrath of somebody. That's the way it was. All right. Other things going on. We got a phone call. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody. Say hi. Hello? No, I had it. Oh, come call back. Wait. What was that? Okay. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, We're trying to start the new year off really strong here if we possibly can, because we know it's going to go downhill by next December. This December, I guess you'd say. So is there any possible way that we can keep it strong? I'm gonna talk to Major Tom about. I don't think they're gonna get me a new computer, but I'm gonna see if there's something we can do with this one here that would maybe make these things play better. Okay. All right. All right, we're gonna try again. Hello,
Mr. Bill. You need to find out what Emperor Hudson used to use his program. Emperor Hudson had the greatest.
Emperor Hudson. I remember him.
KRLA. During the years I was on the Pasadena Fire Department as a rookie, I was naturally assigned the duty of taking, we'd take one of our patrol rigs, that was designed for driving on the fire roads in the San Gabriel Mountains, and we'd cruise up and down the parade route, putting out unsafe fires.
Well, yeah, because people were camping out.
Oh, man, people would take a 55-gallon drum and put it into the alcove on the front of a retail store and light that bugger up.
Oh, I know.
And then they get attitude with us.
It was something to behold. There's no question about it. The night before the Rose Parade, and everybody camped out on the sidewalks in Pasadena.
Mardi Gras in the wintertime. Daddy, why is that sleeping bag going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down like that?
And by the way, speaking of the changes in life as we grow older, what's interesting, I mentioned to Nancy, I said, more and more, and this is really interesting, they're doing this, they more and more, I guess it's to sell seats, I suppose. Why not? Everything you see, except a little bit of time you see something in front of the Norton Simon Museum, but mostly everything's taking place on Orange Grove Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
I remember back when.
Everybody wants to get the first.
Well, I know, but back when, you weren't on Orange Grove Boulevard. That was all do not pass and all the rules.
Orange Grove was kind of
the staging place.
More or less the staging area.
Yeah.
But they've moved the staging area all the way down almost to South Pass.
Really?
And of course, all the side streets off Orange Grove, one is for bands and one is for, whatever.
Right.
There's no way to describe what a huge production that whole thing is.
Oh, no question. The thing that amazes me, though, is how
County Sheriff,
how
LAPD,
many people.
Arcadia, all the surrounding police departments got overtime guys out there,
Plus our Air Force flies a B-2 bomber.
Oh, I was there the first year they did that, and believe me, that is a crowd pleaser. First thing they did was fly low and slow right over us. you know. And it was amazingly quiet, you know. It was very, very much a crowd pleaser. And then it flew out of view over Eagle Rock,
mm-hmm.
came back, and they had evidently uncorked the muffers. And as they were over the parade route, they hit it.
Wow.
And we found out, whoa, it's not always quiet.
Yeah. I was just amazed. I'll tell you what has amazed me as much is, did you see the picture in the Tribune of the number of people that were involved in the polar bear thing in Cayucas this year? What's going on with that?
I think the
craziness is spreading.
Psychiatrist needs to.
No, really. I couldn't believe how many people were in that crowd. When I lived in Cayucas, you know, maybe there were four people that would go down there and do that, and everybody would point at them and laugh and say, you're an idiot. You know, but now everybody goes and jumps in the dang water. It's like, you have to be kidding.
Why?
I don't know.
What is the point?
I know. So they get in a sleeping bag and go up and down, up and down.
I tell you what, when the fog comes in at Avila and starts getting chilly, Watashi is on the road for Arroyo Grande, man.
Wow.
I can imagine.
You know what they never show when they show the Rose Bowl game, and it cracks me up all the time. Of course, per normal, although 2006 I think it rained, but per normal almost all the time it's a beautiful day, which it was again. And in Pasadena, no smog. Of course, the smog's really dissipated quite a bit down there, but anyway, no smog, you know, beautiful day. And they show the San Gabriel Mountains a lot, and you'll zoom
in. That was a beautiful day yesterday.
It was a beautiful day. The only thing is that when they're down the Rose Bowl, sometime I think it would be interesting for them to pan over to the, let me make sure I got my north, south, east, west right, to the south, I guess, or southwest, and show the houses along the rim of the Rose Bowl.
Oh, you'd be wanting to look at the west desk, the Linda Vista homeowners.
Yeah, so. Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Right. Just see how the 99%, the 1% rather,
see how the 1% actually
living.
Lives.
Yeah.
Oh man, and yeah, Jorgensen's Market over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Station 8 territory, and it's really kind of, you know, Pasadena is a microcosm of L.A.
Yeah, it really
because
is.
Because if you pan the cameras along the east ridge of the Arroyo, it is the deepest, darkest of America.
Right, right.
The northwest section.
Right.
And the difference between L.A. and Pasadena being the microcosm of L.A., is they sit there looking at each other.
Well, and here's the other thing that's interesting now. From what I understand, and I don't have a problem with this. I want you to know this. But I find it fascinating that that's what's going on. And I'm understanding that Asians are the majority of the population of Arcadia today. And, you know, and that was
Arcadia was honky town,
yeah,
right?
Arcadia and San, what's the one next door, the rich one?
San
Marino. Yeah, they were. That was white as a white
San Marino was so rich that people never heard of it.
Here's the thing about here's the true thing about San Marino. This is interesting. And this is back, and this is sort of sad because this is in, how do I say this? This is in the, not quite the mid-70s. Yeah, we'll call it the mid-70s. So you're way past, you know, integration and past the mid-60s and everything. But San Marino did not have, at that time when I lived adjacent to it, they did not have a single black student in any of their schools. And the federal government went to San Marino and said, you're not going to get any federal funding unless you integrate your schools. And the people of San Marino said, we don't care. We have enough money to do our own schools. We don't care about your money.
Yeah, San Marino used, I used to moonlight for a bus company down there.
Yeah.
You know, running buses to games and whatnot.
Right.
And San Marino, it was unbelievable. It was really interesting for me, being a Pasadena kid, to listen to their comments amongst themselves as we would be driving into the Hispanic neighborhood where they were going to play some Catholic school. And they'd all be joking and laughing about, we're in the land of many cousins. Which they absolutely were.
I'm sure.
You know, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, and you best keep your yap shut, bud, because.
Well, and so this is why I find it interesting now that, you know, Arcadia, which we both agree was known as lowly white as could be, you know, has become a very integrated with an Asian population. And so, you know, it's amazing to me, I think, when I look at it, how how long it's taken for even an area the size of L.A. to really integrate itself. I think it's succeeding now, but it just took forever to have it happen.
Well, like attracts, and you know, neighborhoods go through various. If you drove through the Hill Drive neighborhood where I grew up, the first thing that smacks me upside the head is nothing has changed. Same houses, same landscaping, nothing has changed. But you go down on Colorado Boulevard, and it's the thing that has changed is that all the signs are in multi-language.
Oh, you know? Gotcha, yeah.
Spanish and Korean, and, you know. But it's still the same town. And the Hill Drive area, which was, you know, it was the best part of town. I was very lucky in that respect, except that we couldn't afford it. has unbelievably unchanged. We used to have a thing called Christmas Card Lane. It was an area just north and west of north and east of us that had been a lemon grove and got developed right after we moved up there. And they put these fantastic displays out in the front yards,
I remember that. I remember that.
Christmas Card Lane. That was, yeah. When people ask me where I was from in Eagle Rock, and I'd say Christmas Card Lane, they often, oh, yeah, because I know they did, because you couldn't get in and out of it. You couldn't get to the house for that period of time. It was a lot of fun.
Interesting. Well, for those of us that, you know, lived in Pasadena and then to see, you know, watch the Rose Parade and remember the people camping out and all that craziness going on. I also remember after the earthquake, what year was it, 72? After the big earthquake, I remember I walked down to, I only lived about half block from Colorado Boulevard, and I walked down and all the liquor stores, the streets were running in booze.
Oh, yeah. Because I worked in a liquor store at that time.
Oh, you did, really? Yeah.
And, you know, I will say Pasadena has it down as far as running that parade. There's one particular squad of cops that I suspect walks the whole five-mile route, and every time they come upon a group which has set up a couch, they'll demand to see the ID of the individual responsible for that couch.
And here's another thing people should know, and I mean this sincerely. I lived a half a block. I'm trying to think of the street I lived on, but anyway. It was a lot of old people lived on it, you know, where somebody on GI Bill could afford to go to PCC. And so it was better to watch the Rose Parade. Unless you were in the stands, had a seat in the stands, it was better to watch the Rose Parade, honest to gosh, on television than to walk down the end of the street and try to see over, you know, people that were 30 deep.
My sister to this day loves to go down there and hit the parade route at about crack of dawn, you know, and get in with a crowd and all that. I used to go over there from Eagle Rock. You know, it was an easy walking distance. I used to walk over to the Barber College there in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I used to walk over there, walk up and down the Rose Parade until about 4 or 5 a.m. Then I'd walk back to the house, sit down, because Mom would have a big breakfast going on, so we had a color television, which was pretty amazing. And we'd sit down and I'd watch the parade on TV.
Do you remember the name?
Much better coverage.
Do you remember the name of the park where the rose floats went when the parade
Victory
was over?
Victory Park.
What is it?
Victory Park.
Victory Park. That's right. I was telling my wife that. She said, "I'd like to just go down and see the floats, you know, not worry about the parade even."
Well,
I said, well, there's a way to do that.
It'd be kind of a disappointment. It'd be kind of like seeing Elizabeth Taylor nude when she was 70, you know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. Well, here's the other thing, too, is when you did you see that one? Did you watch the parade at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did you see that one float that had the surfing dogs?
Yeah, was that cool?
How many feet was that? Do you remember?
I don't know. I have to wonder if they didn't have to stop and refill it at a fire hydrant every now and again.
I don't know, but it was just amazingly long. It was the longest float they've ever had.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular.
The water was sloshing. They had to come to a stop to do their trick.
I know, but it was spectacular, and it was like, holy dump truck, look at the size of this thing.
Yeah,
wow.
But, you know, everything's supposed to be organic. I don't know about that water. But everybody loves them dogs. So again, it's another crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, we've had a good time chatting, sir.
Excellent football game.
Yeah, it was a great football game.
Catch that game?
Yeah. Now you know what?
I think there were like three punts in the whole game.
It was a great football game. Now, here's something
interesting. Every time you get the ball, you score. And that's the kind of football I like to see.
Okay, I want to make sure, because I just want to make sure, because people tell me things, but sometimes I've been told wrong, and I'm screwed. So I went on the Internet to make sure that the Alabama-LSU game was next Monday, which it is. So the championship football game is going to be next Monday. Do you know what the cheapest seat was in that stadium?
The college ball?
For that championship football game was $1,250.
For a seat?
A seat.
Probably in the end zone, right?
Yeah. The cheapest seats were $1,250.
That's insane. You want to find the 1%. That's where you want to go.
I guess. Holy dump truck. $1,250. And that's the cheap seat. They had seats for $3,000.
Lordy, lordy.
That's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. But then again, here's where you get into this idea, I think, that people need to really recognize. When people talk about the big universities having football programs that are big-time money, that's what you're talking about. It is big-time money. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge money. Yeah, it's huge money. It's not like going to a Cal Poly game and paying a few bucks. It's huge money.
Yeah, Marvel Kenny played for SC from 20 to 23, and he was a four-year starter, and he was a star player. Place kicker and right tackle. But he never considered going pro because there was no money in pro ball. You ever see that movie, Leatherheads?
Yeah, really. There was more money under the table, going to school.
All the money was in the gambling. It wasn't, the players weren't getting it.
You know what's cracking me up now? This did crack me up. A school was placed on some kind of probation again. Somebody got in trouble, and they were spending the money on the usual stuff, clothes and meals, and there used to be cars and that kind of stuff. The other thing was tattoos.
So tattoos
are popular enough and expensive enough that, they're saying, okay, here, go ahead and get a tattoo. I'll give you a couple of bucks. It's like, oh, okay.
Just tell them I sent you and they won't charge you.
Just a little bit different life with
tattoos. Who are they kidding?
Nobody.
Anybody at a major school, playing football is a star and has been for a long time.
Forever. I agree with you.
Who are they kidding?
Here was the other thing that was
kind of... The United States used to handicap itself ridiculously for many years, refusing to allow our professional athletes to participate in the Olympics.
That's right.
When everybody else did it.
Yeah.
How stupid.
And here's the other thing that kind of cracks me up. They had an ad during the whole thing, during the Rose Bowl game. They had an ad about the NCAA and how the students are smart, and they're not just athletes, but they're really smart students and all that.
Honest.
I thought to myself, they're smart enough when they're juniors to go into the NFL and make millions of dollars, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, I got to run.
Good morning, Mr. Bill. Well, sir.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Knight's Carpets and Interiors would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy New Year. Everyone has New Year's resolutions, and we here at Knight's would like to share ours with you. We are committed to making your 2012 interior project successful and worry-free. We are committed to providing excellent service and top-quality installation. We invite you to go to knightscarpets.com for your savings coupon. Happy New Year!
California Wireless in Templeton now offers Metro PCS. What is Metro PCS? It's affordable wireless service for everyone. Only $40 a month with unlimited calling, texting, and web. Yes, unlimited everything. Wireless bills too high? Stop by California Wireless in Templeton and get Metro PCS for the whole family. Four lines with unlimited everything for only $100 per month. Stop by Randy Doty's California Wireless across from the market on Main Street and have one heck of a happy new year.
This is your Consumer Information Minute. No matter the season, saving money is at the top of every to-do list. Your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning is a great place to start, since heating and cooling cover about half the cost of home energy. The Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute recommends you seal areas around doors and windows. Air ducts and insulation should be checked for leaks, make sure vents are not obstructed by furniture, and have nature work for you by closing shades on hot days and letting sun in on cold days. Air filters should be cleaned or replaced, and also inspect the outside unit for obstructions. Install a programmable thermostat to keep consistent. In the spring and fall, you should have your air conditioning unit serviced by a certified technician. A year-round maintenance agreement is also a good idea. For more energy-saving tips, visit ahrinet.org. A public service from this station and the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute.
Music of John Williams today, of course, the Home Alone main title theme, which is actually called Somewhere in My Memory. That wasn't in my memory. I know that. Hi, you're with Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, California. Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for joining me for this new year. I appreciate it. All right, here's what else is going on in the world. Let's talk about Spencer's. This is the last day for Spencer's to sell you this stuff at this kind of price. And so you don't want to miss out on a lobster tail, do you? They don't. $5.99 a pound for Spencer's prime top sirloin steaks, and then $5.99 each for main lobster tails, about 4 ounce average. You can just do yourself right with that dinner right there. Hey, go get it. Go get it, for God's sake. Crisp celery, 59 cents each for one big old multi-stocks. Half of avocados, two for a buck. We just bought some the other day to have on our salad because it's cheap. It was great. Trace tri-tips are just $2.99 a pound also. And that's as cheap as tri-tip gets. Other thing, and when it's good, I say a little cheaper when it's not good. And other things that are going on. What do we want to talk about? Let's talk about the Baker's Corner. $1.99 Springfield Golden Pride hamburger hot dog buns. $1.79 for cottage hearth multigrain dinner rolls. Here's some Loft House chewy cookies for $2.99. Here's Talera or Balila rolls for four bone. And then here's Palmier's puff pastry biscuits, which my wife makes me homemade. Father's table cheesecake for $9.99. And they got everything in the deli department. You want to get the deli stuff. You want to get the boar's head meats and cheeses. If there's something there that you can't see. I'm going to tell you something that I've ordered a special. The two things. Taylor pork roll, because I'm from the East and I like that product. And so they get it through Boar's Head. And so I just went to the store manager and said, can you help me out with this? And he said, yep. And he did. And so he got me a few of those. And then also, if you like skin, not skinless, but skin, is that what you call it? Skinned? Skinner? Skinny. Yes, hot dogs with skins. First of all, the Boar's Head hot dogs are fabulous. I mean, they're absolutely excellent. There's no funny flavors to it or anything. If you just microwave one and just eat it, it's like good. I think it's good. But you get them and you get the thing and then you get some rolls and whatnot. You're really, really, really. There's the championship crowd dog right there. They got that little snap because of the skin. I'm just recommending. I'm just trying to tell you. And remember also, even though we're done with our parties and stuff for the holidays pretty much, although we got the Sugar Bowl tonight, so you may want to get in there and get yourself a deli tray for tonight at the Sugar Bowl tonight, and then we have, what's that other thing coming up? Super Bowl's coming up at the end of the month, and then we also have the championship game next Monday. So you still have partying to do. I know you do. So don't forget they have all the deli trays and the stuff like that. You get shrimpy trays. You can get wings. You get the whole shebang. They get everything that you want for partying. And you don't have to do the work, and it makes life a lot easier. And cleanups easier, everything's easier. Use paper plates. Use plastic forks and knives and say, here, that's how I'm done. Going to bed. You guys go home, would you please? I'm going to bed. What a great store. Make Spencer's party your new year. Make a resolution. Say, you know what, I'm going to Spencer's because they're nice stores, and the prices are great. And their selection's wonderful, and you're going to see that you're doing yourself a favor right there. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast, Atascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Aurora Grande, and the original Spencer's in Santa Maria, California. We will end today with the music from E.T., if providing everything goes like it's supposed to. That works for me. So here they had an editorial today about the voter ID laws continue an assault on democracy. So, hey, wait, what are you doing there? You're supposed to go away. I didn't want you to play. I want you to go away. Where'd the other one go? Now the other one went away. This couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I'll see if I can straighten it out, though. I'll see if I'll be able to fix it. Be patient with me just a second. Yeah, this year is not any different than last year. I'm still having enough of the problems and making things happen. It's not the same one. I will figure it out. We could do a different thing here. Okay, let's just get to it. Where's John Williams' new thing? What a great composer that man is. I mean, he's just done so much that's so good. It just is amazing all the time, I think. I hear the music of Harry Potter, something recent. E.T., of course. just so many different ones. He did the Schindler's List. He did so many things, just so many things. Anyway. So we'll have E.T. We'll have E.T. I'll make sure we get up there. Okay. Now, let's get back to other things. It's an interesting article, interesting letter I wrote, a woman, Emma, from Los Osos wrote this. She said, thoughts on high-speed rail. See, here was one thing that was a little bit weird, and I got to tell you the truth. It was a little bit strange, and I'll show you why it was a little bit strange. Because one comment didn't really make sense, and that can kind of make it strange. She was talking about high-speed rail going through Bakersfield and all that kind of stuff. And what she was saying is, you know, the trains will rival the best-known systems already operating in the world, they say. I'm currently living in Switzerland. Being 16, I never have had to ask my parents to drive me somewhere. In fact, we don't even own a car. So it wouldn't matter if you asked them to drive you somewhere or not. They had no way to do it. Emma? Anyway. She was just saying the thing that we don't have is we don't have better connections from a place that the high-speed rail will be. Bakersfield being the nearest place the high-speed trains would stop. I would love to take the train from San Luis Obispo, 5 hours, and the bus from Los Osos to San Luis Obispo, 1 hour. Since there's only about 5 hours by car for most in San Luis Obispo, the choice would be clear because, you know, even though they're saying San Francisco to L.A. in 2.5 hours, pretty amazing. So, I certainly have mixed emotions about the train. Once again, the coast, you know, you have Highway 5, you know, that runs up the valley, to name one. You have Highway 5 that runs up and down the valley. We have the Pacific Coast Highway, which is very attractive, but not very efficient. We have Highway 101, very nice, but, you know, you get this issue again about you're saying, I'm going to serve two cities and a little bit more. And, you know, is it practical the way we're looking at it? The other thing is, you know, I make fun of high-speed rail because I look at the tracks that we have now and go, I hope not. But you know, in so many countries, it's so very successful. So, anyway, and this is interesting, high-speed rail. We don't have the money for it right now, and hopefully we'll recognize that. The federal government certainly doesn't have the money right now, and they'll recognize it. And, you know, whatever becomes of it shouldn't happen for a while, hopefully. Okay. Patrick from Pismo Beach wrote this. I have to admit, I don't watch this. I don't watch a lot of award things. While viewing the Kenny Senny Honors, which in my opinion is the classiest award show on TV, I guess, if not, I kept thinking how ironic that at least 99% of those in attendance were part of the 1% that the other 99% are complained about. A few billion dollars of net worth in that assemblage, if the occupiers were there to protest, they were kept well hidden. They weren't there. Hey, I didn't want to watch that either. I don't want to watch that. And other things going on. See if there's any other letters or stuff we should get. Because we are almost out of time, mate. We're almost out of time. I think I am out of time. I think I'm going to wrap it up. That's it for today. We're going to have another glorious day tomorrow. It'll be a Wednesday's day. And we'll get things going on. And so don't forget taxes are due now. You know, you got to start working on those. Anyway, and we hope that 2012 is going to be a swell year for all of us. I certainly hope it's going to be for you. Let's get together again tomorrow at noon. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones. And don't believe everything you hear here.
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.